Think, Maggie, think. Use the sense God gave you. That's what he always said. Think. She would love to, but sure, who could do that with family on all sides yammering at you? Everyone talking, nobody listening. Her father was the worst of the lot. Maggie shifted and straightened her legs in front of her. The damp grass was beginning to soak through her skirt. Far below, the waves rolled onto the rocks with a gentle shush that was pure music. The sea was calm today, and it calmed Maggie as well. Her father would have a fit if he knew she was here. He didn't want her going too close to the cliffs, or wandering through Major's woods to get there. His fears ranged from real dangers to superstitious nonsense. She'd slip and fall, she'd get lost, the fairies or some other ancient evil would get her. He'd swear she was 2 instead of 20. But he wanted her to think, didn't he? And this was the only place that she could do that. Everyone had an opinion about her life. Her father thought she should go back to school, become a nurse, work at the General Hospital in St. John's. Use her brains. That's what she had them for. Her grandmother thought she should go find a man, someone with money and a big house. They didn't understand. She could never live in the city. She belonged here. She liked working in the cafe. She wanted to get her own place, open her own little bookstore, right here in Gallows Cove. That was her dream. Marriage was hardly a concern. She'd go down that road if, and only if, the right man came along. She wasn't going to go looking for him. Maggie rubbed her arms. The fog was rolling in, and it was getting cold. She took one last look out over the ocean, and then pushed to her feet. The ground was soft from heavy rains, and as she stood, part of the threshold gave way under her foot. She scrambled as she fell, grabbing at stalks and grass that came away in her hands. Pebbles rained down onto her head as she slid and grabbed. Her fingers grasped a narrow ridge in the rock, and she clung on as the wind snatched at her clothes and hair. She was a few feet from the top, too far to reach, and with no foothold, she couldn't climb up. Maggie closed her eyes. Maybe someone would find her here. Maybe her father would come looking for her. She almost laughed. Yes, or maybe the fairies would come to the rescue. Her fingers were already starting to ache. She looked around for a more secure handhold, but the only thing near enough to grab was a rock jutting out from the earth a few feet to the left. It would give her a little more surface to grip, but once she let go of the ledge, there was no going back. What if the rock wasn't stable? What if her weight pulled it from the cliff and she fell into the icy water below? Maggie looked down. She would be lucky to hit the water, and not the rocks. The ache in her fingers had turned to a sharp pain, and now a tingling numbness was setting in. That rock was her only chance of getting back on solid ground, or of hanging on long enough to be rescued. There really wasn't much choice. Maggie clenched her jaw, swung her arm out and up.